Welcome back. You're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM in English only with a doctor. This is week two of Les Vacances Scolaires. I hope that you were able to rest and get some sun despite the rain. Apparently, there's supposed to be rain in the last little while. So as I record before events actually happen, I never really know what the weather's going to be like. On that note, I'm sitting basking, hopefully in the sun, somewhere warm in the second week of this vacation, we are going to continue on the same kind of trajectory as we were from last week, because I went into this horrible rabbit hole of alternative and grunge rock music. So as we start, we're going to start with this song called Traffic. Excuse me, I'm using old school paper. From this band called Air Traffic Control, as a Mad Hat, and their 1993 song Freak from their album Freak as a Mad Hat. They are Nova Scotian brothers doing smart guitar-driven pop rock with what I would consider heart, or a lot of oomph anyway. And this is the first song on this week's set. Enjoy. Now, the second band I'm going to introduce you to, as we discovered together, is called Eric's Trip. They're also from the East Coast in Canada, from Moncton, New Brunswick. And they are legends, apparently, of dreamy, inspired indie wave. So this song itself is called Follow. It's from their 1996 album, Forever Again. We'll be right back. That kind of resonates with my soul for some reason. I think I imagine it being in like the Forêt Dominale de Compiègne in the dark and trying to find my way through the trees and never really finding the road. That's how I feel about that particular song. This next song on the list is 61 Days, and it's from the 1996 album You Can't Touch This, which is funny because isn't there a song in the 90s that was about that? And it's by this band called The Local Rabbits. Now, this is a Toronto-based indie rock band that started in the 90s, and this track nails this kind of like carefree jingle jangle of the 1990s college rock. It is sharp, it's melodic, it's slightly smug, and from my perspective, before we hit the next set, it's perfect.
You're watching Mike.
We used to talk.
I can totally imagine myself sitting in a garage listening to my boyfriend's band to play this song for me, or for whoever else is sitting at the in the in the garage. This summer when I was in Canada, I actually went to a garage party where there was a band. And I thought it was really, really cool. I hadn't experienced that for a very, very long time in my life. And I like to, I'm very proud to say that my mother, who's in her 70s, is in her early 70s, and is really living the life of, you know, standing up to the plate and not getting as old as she may, her physical body might allow her to be. She is a hardcore, loving into music, and this is one of the reasons why I'm so inspired by what Canadian music is, because of what I learned when I was a kid. This next song is by Molly's Reach, and it is Stuck Inside My Head, from the album, their 1996 album, I think, Stuck Inside My Head, and it's called Poppy's Song. Now, what is interesting about Molly's Reach, as far as I'm concerned, is that I know the drummer. His name is Steve Durpak, and he is the guy who's in the know in Edmonton. He is hard. He has his own radio show. We connect on that level, and he showcases mostly and most exclusively Alberta music, because he has this heart and soul from Edmonton, Alberta, and this is where the band was partially founded, in Vancouver. They also have Edmonton and Vancouver roots, and they're really this really cool kind of alternative rock hooks. They formed in 1993, and they have this special, I don't know, melodic kind of noise as you listen to it. So this is Poppy's Song from Molly's Reach on Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor. Oh, there's a couple of seconds before I guess I can introduce. Well, hopefully with Steve Durpak and I, we're going to do kind of some kind of collaboration on the air one of these days, and I'm looking very forward to that. The idea is that we're going to maybe hopefully start this interview kind of thing called Dinner at Six. Get inside your head, call me insecure, I play it safe instead. I've got some new
inside my head, stuck inside my head.
So you know what's stuck inside my head? There's two things stuck inside my head right now. Right now, I'm very, very hungry. And when I'm hungry, my mind just kind of goes crazy. Sometimes I get super angry. Sometimes I get very pensive and all by myself. But what is kind of resonated in the back of my head is a few days ago, I watched this 1979 movie, Caligula. And I have no idea why I watched it. I don't even know how that is even a movie that was available at all in the movie theaters, because it was so graphically erotic. I don't even know what to do with it. It's still in my head and it wasn't even like happy kind of, I don't know. It was just uncomfortable. And I just stood there and watched this show without being able to turn it off with my mouth open thinking, oh my God, what the heck? Morbid curiosity, I guess you could say, or like a deer in the headlights. On that kind of note, where I was out in this weird kind of headspace while I was watching this movie, this next band called Artificial Joy Club, they call themselves a circus of nomads from outer space trying to reground themselves into reality. And there's two songs on this set. One is called Sick and Beautiful from their album Melt in 1997. And the second one is called, as I flip my page over, as you can hear it, called So Fucking Happy from their 1995 album, So Very Happy. So this is Artificial Joy Club.
All the world's your ashtray, I'm just your Marlboro. Light me up, then butt me. You're sick and beautiful.
I'm not afraid to die.
You are not sick, but you are certainly beautiful as a listener, as a human being, and just as a entity that expresses themselves onto others and receives happiness in return. The next song, it's like I said, is from the same band, and it's called So Fucking Happy. That was Artificial Joy on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor. Now, the next song we have on the list is called, it's by BKS. Now, BKS is a Canadian techno group band. It was created by the radio DJ Chris Shepherd, as per Wikipedia, and with Annie Baker and Greg Kavanaugh, which creates the Baker, Kavanaugh, and Shepherd group. They're most known for this hockey collaboration that they made with Don Cherry, who is a hockey personality. He was a sportscaster for I don't know, for as long as I remember watching Hockey Night in Canada on Monday nights. And this John Cherry was a gentleman who had a very distinctive look about him. He had this dog named Blue, and I'm pretty sure he named all of his dogs Blue. And he had a really high-collared and really tight high-collared, like, dress shirts, and always wore a vest underneath I can't think of the word in English right now, underneath a suit jacket. Anyway, so this song is from them, and it's called Living in Ecstasy. It's a house mix. Living in ecstasy. Now, I would love to live in ecstasy. Let's see, how would I do that? I'm doing yoga and breathing every day. I do currently live in ecstasy, so I guess I don't have to want to love it in the future. It is a current reality of my existence. That's so fantastic. How lucky am I? Anyway, so we're going to slow it down a little bit. No more dance music, not in the next couple of songs anyway. And we're going to move on to this band called Alias. Now, Alias, they are a rock band. They have huge vocals, great guitar, unapologetic drama, and they are a super group from Toronto. This is a song called The Power from their 1990 album, Alias.
Almost.
We're going to move on to a second palate cleanser on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor with this a song from that dates back to, I don't know why I'm jumping back to the 60s, but anyway, it's the album The Band from 1969, and it's Across the Great Divide. So we're going to rewind a little bit. The Band is one of the Canadian backbones that shaped the sound of Americana, and Across the Great Divide is one of these timeless kind of storytelling stories. So as we palate cleanse, we are going to listen to The Band. And I can't find it. There it is.
Standing by your window in pain, a pistol in your hand, and I beg you, dear Molly girl, try and understand your man the best you can. Across the great divide, just grab your hat and take that ride. Get yourself
Across the Great Divide. So, what's next? We're going to move into Doug and the Slugs. Now, I've been anticipating this song for the last 44 minutes simply because I like it so much. I think it's fun. I think it's different. And it surprises me for Doug and the Slugs. I've heard him quite a bit. I haven't had him on the show, but we've listened to him on the show before, and it was never really this kind of vibe. So this is from a 1983 album called Music for the Hard of Thinking. Now we've heard some, I'm pretty sure we've heard this album before, songs from this album, but this song here is unique. It's called Terminal City. And Doug and the Slugs, if you want to know anything about him, they're from Vancouver, and they're fun-living pop rockers. And I don't know, it's kind of a, this song anyway is infectious, I think. I find it weird enough to make you smile. I hope it makes you smile on this drive home. It'll be, I don't know, it'll please me just to think that it's pleasing you.
We'll be right back. where kings and queens walk the bay on a daydream, and everybody loves that smoky emotion. Electric sunset, lotus land mindset, the doing a shag man, the do the locomotion. It's so outrageous, so contagious, it's a strange.
Well, that's our rocky element of this week's set on Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor as we move into the final 10 minutes. So what are we going to play? I picked three alternative rock songs in a row. And the first one is of Sloan. They're from Halifax, Nova Scotia. And the album is called Smeared from 1992. And this wonderful song, this lovely song, is called Underwhelmed.
She was underwhelmed, if that's a word. I know it's not, 'cause I looked it up. That's one of the skills that I learned in my school. I was overwhelmed, and I'm sure of that.
Thank you, and I said, never mind. And she rolled her eyes.
That was Sloan with their 1992 song, Underwhelmed. Have you ever been underwhelmed by something, like expecting something to be really good, and it's just like, phew. I went to a restaurant once in Paris, and I ordered a salad. I was looking very forward to the salad, something light and delicious. It was in the middle of the summer, and the salad came with a copious amount of lardons, des petits lardons. And it was more lardon than I could ever imagine was appropriate for any kind of food that I would eat on any given day, regardless of whether I was eating for four people or just all by myself. It was just too much fat. So I was quite underwhelmed with that experience. On this last song that we're going to listen to, I don't have enough time for two songs. I have enough time for just one. It's called Rhinoceros Love Spit. It's a collaborative song. It's a collaborative single by Kittens, a Canadian noise rock band from Winnipeg, known for their intensity and their country-influenced sound, and Shallow North Dakota. This track is from 1996. And as I leave you all on Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor, I feel now that all you 90s babies have been schooled on alternatives to rap. I think that a lot of 90s babies listen to a lot of rap, and I think that there's other things that you can listen to. So thank you to my friend who inspired this 1991 journey down this rabbit hole, who absolutely will not listen to this these last two weeks of music with me, simply because he just doesn't get it. I want to remind you that this journey of discovery we've done together, and I appreciate it 100%. You will hear me, I guess, next week.